I could barely catch my breath. My heart was pounding in my chest. And I asked him, people actually pay you for this? Welcome to the From the Hip podcast. Wow, it's good to be back. I have to tell you about something I just went through. You know, earlier on the way to this place where I'm recording right now, I made a recording. I was going to release it. But I've got something so much better for you. I just finished my very first workout with my new trainer. And I have to tell you, I have never been put through something as I was today. For years and years, I played soccer. I played soccer on competitive teams. And there were times where I hated my coach because he'd made us run so hard or made us do these drills that were just exhausting. But I can't recall ever feeling like I felt today. I got a new trainer because my existing trainer went into the office and he had to give up his clients pretty much. So yesterday, I met my new trainer, and instead of having a normal workout, sort of continuing where my previous one, Joel, left off, he did sort of a baseline assessment type workout. And that was, he tested my strengths, pushed me to the limit on the major muscle groups. So to be honest, I left a little bit disappointed. I was expecting to get a nice pump and continue on this trajectory that I've been on. And I have to say, I've been pretty pleasantly surprised at how quickly things are coming back. But I mean, I still have lots to go. Lots to go. So I had no idea what I was getting into. He did say something that he warned me. He says, make sure you have a good breakfast. He asked me, what do you have for breakfast? I said, usually I have 3 eggs. He goes, well, make sure you have some fruit and some vegetables if you can as well. And give yourself about 1.5 hours before you work out. Okay. He says, if you don't, you're going to pass out. Oh, really? Is that your little challenge to me? You're going to challenge me after all I've been through? So I'm only a few months into my rehabilitation, so to speak, riding like a madman, and then now getting into that resistance training. So I thought I was ready. I thought I was making gains, pretty good gains. So I get in here today, and he starts explaining to me what I'm going to do. And I thought, well, that doesn't seem too hard. He says, you're going to be stretched today. He goes, you're going to be very, very exhausted. I still didn't believe him. He's giving me these warnings. Well, it was basically, I don't know the name of it. There's a name of it. It's kind of, it's a full body workout where you do get in chunks of 3 exercises. And the 3 exercises, you've got 10 minutes to do 10 reps of those 3 exercises. It just keeps going. So, for example, the first one was leg press. Second exercise in that group was the upright rowing, which is you bend over a barbell and you pull it up toward your chest. The third exercise in that was a close hand push-up with your elbows tucked into your sides, which really made you do mostly your triceps, but you did do some chest. And all of these weights and exercises were calibrated from my previous maximums the day before. Okay. So I do that, and he says, you're going to do as many of these rounds as you can. So do 10 of each, and then start again at the first, and keep going for 10 minutes. So the first one I did, I got through 2 rounds, so that's like 6 exercises. And I felt, I was getting really tired. I go, this is hard. And then he starts explaining what's going on. He goes, right now your body doesn't quite know what to do because you're sending oxygen to all these different muscles you're doing strength and you're also doing cardio. So you're really being taxed. And I could just feel my energy level just being sucked out of me. And as I went on to these other groups of exercises, it got harder and harder. So the first time I went through 5 cycles, which is actually pretty good. My legs are pretty tough, strong right now. My chest is pretty good. My back is all right. So this first set was really good. I went through 5 exercises or 5 sets. He says, yeah, you're at average, maybe just a little bit above average. The next sets, I started to die. I felt my mojo leaving. I had not ever been pushed so hard. I felt like I couldn't complete. I wasn't going to be able to lift another rep of whatever exercise I was doing. That's what your body needs to build. And it was exhausting. And I asked him, you don't actually get referrals. Like, I was making every joke in the book. I said, you know, whoever designed this, you know, I hope that they've suffered a long death, a painful death. Like, I was totally spent. I felt wiped. I didn't know if I was even going to be able to walk out of there. I felt like Linus, you know, or who's that, the guy on the Peanuts with his head down, moping around. That's how I was. He says, oh, don't worry. He says, in about half hour or an hour, you're going to feel a big rush. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to feel a rush. I could barely move. I just feel sore. I want to go lie down. And then sure enough, 20 minutes after I get into the shower, after I stopped exercising, had a shower, finished shaving, I'm like feeling, wait a second here, I am feeling better here. I don't feel like I'm going to collapse. He was right. So the whole thing here, there's a couple of things. Switch in your trainer isn't necessarily a bad thing. I'm looking forward to what he's going to do with me. We're going to make some big gains. And the second thing is, this pump, this energy, this blast of, he said it was dopamine, from, I guess, my recovery has started. It's really a high. It's like your runner's high. The runners, if you've ever run before, the first little while is really hard. It's hard. The first mile, couple miles is tough. But after a while, things kick in. And that's where I'm at right now. And I wanted to share that with you. I want to encourage you to, if you're interested in making this journey for health, work with somebody. Shell out the cash. I guarantee you, you're going to be surprised. After all my years of being in the gym and thinking I knew what I was doing, and thinking what I was doing was working, I thought it was working. I got introduced to something new today and it blew my mind. And I just can't wait to see what happens, how this goes. It was hard though. It was so hard. All right. Thanks for joining me on the From the Hip podcast. This is the health edition. Not so much comedy, but health. Because hey, if I'm not healthy, I can't make comedy. You know what I'm saying? Can't make comedy from a hospital bed or a breathing apparatus machine hooked up like Darth Vader. Luke, one more rep. You're a trooper for hanging in and listening to the show. I appreciate it so much. And we will catch you next time, hopefully tomorrow, as I continue and wrap up my audio hog festival. Bye.